starts at 7 o'clock at Manhattan City Hall. Of course, open to the public. You can also check it out on Cox Cable Channel 3. You can also check a stream at the City of Manhattan's website, which is cityofmhk.com/TV. And just moving down the agenda, we talked about the first item, which will be in consideration for economic development application for Ultra Electronics. The second item on the general agenda is a rezoning topic.
It is, and this is a request by the owner of 1321 Laramie Street to rezone their property there. It's currently a residential property, and they want to rezone it from R3 with a university overlay to a C3, as well as retain a four-family residential component. And the history behind this one is we just recently rezoned neighboring property. So property to, there were three lots to the west of this particular track that were rezoned to commercial. And there's also commercial on the east side of this property. So they're wanting to kind of tag into that process by rezoning their property commercial as well, and maybe have some benefit from that. They'd be isolated and pinned in as a lone residential piece if they weren't doing this. Some of the unique characteristics of this particular one, though, is they own adjacent lot to the south of them, and so they are wanting to reserve the last 10 feet of the back of the property to be rezoned to the neighboring property they own, because it would fit that property corner up cleaner and allow for them to use it for some parking for an apartment complex that they have there. So it's a kind of a twofold rezoning, with the 90% of the property being rezoned from, proposed to be rezoned from residential to commercial, and then redesignating the other 10% of the property to the neighboring residential zoning district. So this was something that was reviewed by the planning board and staff. We think it makes sense to do so, and certainly gives them opportunity to make that a better conforming property with what's happening around them, and recommend approval.
And another important thing about that, you mentioned that the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board recommend approval. And that's something I think it's good for folks to remember when it comes to these zoning issues. It's not as if they just come to the commission and everything's decided right then, right there. There is a review process with these things.
Exactly. You know, there's a staff review of all of these. And then once it goes through that staff review process and neighborhood meetings and that sort of thing, it gets to the planning board, which performs a very important role for the community in reviewing those applications for rezoning, and gives the commission guidance on how to proceed. And you know, the commission has lots of alternatives there with regard to that. You know, throughout this kind of process, you know, some folks get involved early in the process, and some folks either have been gone or weren't around for some of the initial meetings and hear about it, and then they plug in at the city commission level. But generally, by the time it gets to the city commission, it's pretty well straightforward as to what's understood, unless it's a big, very big issue.
And this board meets usually once a month, I believe.
Twice a month. Typically, for legislative, similar to the commission, and then they also have some work sessions as well.
And just a little more, I guess, Planning Board 101, what is the makeup of the Planning Board?
So the Planning Board is made up of, I believe, seven members, and the mayor can help me out here, because she's a veteran of the Planning Board, which, you know, if as a city manager, if it were, you know, if we had a prerequisite to be a city commissioner, it would be that you have to serve on the Planning Board, just because those are typically the toughest issues that an elected official faces are rezoning issues,
subdivision developments.
Some aspects of that can be controversial at times, you know, and fill the room up. So, you know, not in my backyard type component. So they're really, the Planning Board is the epicenter for not in my backyard syndrome.
So there are three appointed by the city commission, and three members appointed by the county commission, and then there's the seventh position that kind of flips back and forth. So the county appoints it one time, and the next time it's open, the city appoints it. So those seven members review all subdivision regulations and zoning regulations, and then when the individual proposals come for a new development, even if it's one lot, like we're talking about for tonight's meeting, or if it's 100 acres, like Grandview, Grandmere was when it was developed over 20 years ago. So it all applies, and we have structure. We have a system that all those proposals walk through for the developer.
What's been more challenging, being back on the planning board or being mayor?
Mayor.
Mayor? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Planning board was one night a month.
and we do have, urban area planning board That's versus right. just a city. So we have a cooperation with Riley County to address, this is a joint board to address that urbanized area, both within the city and the immediately surrounding the city. So it's as the city grows, the rules are the same, regardless of whether you are 5 foot inside the city or 10 foot outside the city limits. So those are important and create for, better growth, more.
And the county has worked with us with regard to that mile around the city border they understand that eventually, that area may be in the city, come into the city limits because the developers are requesting it or they want to build. So we want to assure that their streets and sewers and water utilities are up to the city standard, the code level that we want, rather than us having to annex a substandard or less than desirable quality, I would say. But we have extended an invitation to Pottawatomie County to join our urban area planning board. We'll put another member on it or another two members because our city is growing to the east, and it just makes sense that we work together instead of working against each other. So I always want to advocate for that kind of partnership.
I'm kind of kicking myself a little bit. I should have saved that question on which one's more difficult, the planning board or being mayor, for an InFocus hot seat spot for you.
Mayor is a lot busier.
A little busier.
Yeah, the first year I was elected, I say I was part-time. Oh, this is part-time. Second year was, okay, this is full-time. And then mayor is overtime.
Fair enough.
Overtime.
Let's go ahead and take our second break before we get into the next discussion point. More with City Manager Ron Beer and Mayor Linda Morris here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.